from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right across the paint to H for three. Splash! And a backside smack from Love as he knocks it down. From right in front of the Miami Heat bench. That's 3 of 4 from the land of milk and honey for H.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Yes, that H with another H would be Haywood Highsmith, Miami Heat forward, who joins us this morning. I got to tell you, hey, we were talking about you yesterday, man, and if you're ever happy for somebody, it's been the road for you to get that new contract. You got to feel pretty good, bud.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. You know, coming from my story and, you know, coming where I come from, you know, people don't kind of make it out, don't make it to where I'm at right now, so I'm blessed.
You followed the footsteps of a lot of guys that have been down your road, the Max Struces and Gabe Vincents and Caleb and Duncan and the whole group. But, you know, we were going through it yesterday, man. Undrafted, G League tryout, two-way contracts, waived. You got to go overseas to play. And then you end up playing for the Delaware Bluecoats like 4 times. Did you ever, at some point, either in front of a small crowd or getting paid a little bit late or not understanding the language, go, you know, I don't know if this is for me? Did you ever have any self-doubt at all?
I mean, you know, we're human, so self-doubt definitely comes from time to time. You know, I mean, sometimes I tend to overthink things, you know, and, you know, try to just, you know, question, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? You know, why is my journey so tough? But at the end of the day, you know, I think I'm a firm believer in, you know, God gives his toughest battles to his toughest soldiers. So, you know, I had to go through the mud and, you know, really grind for this. And God made me work, and I respect that. So it made me who I am today. It made me mentally strong, physically strong, all that. So spiritually strong. So, you know, I wouldn't change anything about my journey.
Haywood, I got to tell you, watching you play, I would have never known, like a lot of you guys, just watching you play, either in the playoffs last year or towards the end of the year, when you got to play some extra minutes, you know, it's incredible, the confidence shooting the ball. We heard the Jacks highlight there, or defending. It's funny, Tony Fiorentino was talking to him. He goes, nobody D's you like Haywood does, and the great defense. Is that something you've always been able to do, is defend? Or is that something you realize if you're going to make it in this league, especially with the Heat, you have to?
It's a little bit of both. Definitely in high school, college, you know, playing basketball when I was younger, I was big on defense. You know, I didn't like to get scored on as a young kid. You know, I felt felt like it was kind of disrespectful when people, somebody scoring me, so I definitely took it personal. And then once I got to the pros, I understood that, obviously, you know, for a guy like me, you know, defenses had to be the thing that gets me on the court. So I had to really lock in and become a better defender. You know, in high school and college, I was a shot blocker, but wasn't all that great at one-on-one defense. So I had to lock in, you know, when I got to the pros, because I knew I wasn't going to block everybody's shot in the pros. I'm 6'5", 6'6". So just had to just learn different things and just really lock in on defense. And obviously the heat, you know, with them, you know, if you're not playing defense, you know, they're not going to be playing. So it's for sure with them.
Yeah, no, and by the way, if you don't play defense, we find out you get picked on, right? The ball finds you if they think you can't defend.
Yeah.
So I always wonder, because night after night, when you're in there, I'm going, oh, boy, he's got one of the best scorers in the league. Oh, boy, he's got another guy that can score. And I'm talking about, you know, these guys get hot, man. They're going to shoot it. What is that like, knowing going into every game? And how much do you study the best scorers and the guys potentially you're going to cover that night?
So, to be honest with you, it depends on who we're playing for sure. So, I tend to like to watch film, know their tendencies. Obviously, you know, it's a lot of great players in the NBA. So, you know, I know if I'm guarding Steph Curry, you know, I shouldn't be going under screens, you know, sagging off of him, helping off him. He's the greatest shooter of all time. So, obvious stuff like that, obviously, but also looking at stuff like, you know, what spots do Steph like to shoot from? You know, what does he like to, you know, go right, go left? You know, what moves does he like counter and stuff like that? What actions is the team running for him? But, you know, for me, the big thing is just making, obviously, you know, I'm guarding a lot of great players, a lot of all-star, superstar players. You can never shut them down completely. I mean, they might have an off night, but the thing about, you know, a defensive player is you just got to make it as tough as possible, make them work for it. And just wear on them, you know. I like to pick up full court, deny, be physical, stuff like that. That stuff adds up. When you get to the fourth quarter, they got dead legs, they're tired from, you know, just taking, you know, a physical abuse all game. So, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I got to ask you about this one. This one drives everybody nuts around the country. When I go back to California and I come back, somebody goes, oh, you're going to start talking about the heat culture? Like, you, I go, oh, God, man, that heat culture makes everybody in the NBA upset. You hear people, does it exist, that heat culture thing? And I was always wondering, what's it mean for a guy like you that's kind of developed your game over the last couple of years in a heat uniform?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got to the heat, I didn't really know too much about heat culture at all. I heard a few things about, you know, they're different there and they do things different there and stuff like that. But, it's definitely a real thing. When I got there, I could just tell right off the jump from my first walkthrough, first practice, you know, first film session, you know, you could just tell, like, the intensity and, like, the just, like, how much it means for them to just, you know, make sure they're doing everything right to get this win for this game coming up or whatever. And, you know, obviously, like, the person who kind of embodies Heat culture is Udonis Haslem. So just looking at his story, you know, looking at how he, you know, didn't have a – was undrafted, didn't have no work, didn't have, really have any NBA interest. Miami Heat picked on to him. He went to a workout in press. And now he turned into a 20-year career with the Heat. Mm. So, you know, just stuff like that, you know, it speaks volume to me. I'm undrafted as well. My story is kind of similar to Udonis's, and so I've looked up to him a lot. And, you know, if you ever want to learn about Heat culture, just talk to Udonis for an hour or minutes or whatever, for sure.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. So I always wonder about this part, the development, because I hear the guys on the NBA shows – we'll be talking about development and who does it. And the Heat seem to develop these guys that we've never heard of, the teams gave up on, and here they are playing at a high level, playing in the fourth quarter. So what is different about the development they have of guys, for guys like you?
So they have good, you know, they understand what their player role is going to be in the league. They put, you know, they find different players, put them in positions where they can be successful. You know, obviously, Mags, Duncan, shooters, you know, you got them coming off pin downs, you know, they got them working on their defense, you know, you got them, you know, getting in actions with Bam, you know, them actions is kind of hard to guard. You got a shooter and a great big rolling big. So something like that with me, you know, me, Caleb, you know, defensive tough guys, putting us on the best players, working on our jump shots to make sure we can get on the floor and be an impact on the offense and play off the superstars like Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler and be able to shoot and space the floor. So, you know, they put so much emphasis on the player development. You know, they have something called pre-practice where all the young guys go upstairs right 30 minutes before practice, you know, get their, you know, daily vitamins in and do different things where you're just working on, you know, habits, defense, offense, screening, wow. You know, different stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that, like pre-practice, like every day that adds up, you know, that adds up and you're just, you know, you're just putting money in the bank and, you know, you're going to be prepared once you start playing.
So – I always wonder, I hear about the G League. Some guys take it well, some guys don't. You know it's a way to get back up, though, if you play well. What's it like? What kind of crowds do you get when you play for the Delaware Bluecoats?
They were actually pretty solid. You know, Delaware had a new arena, so I'm pretty sure everybody in, like, Wilmington was kind of excited for it to, you know, open up. So my time there, you know, it was pretty solid. You know, I had some good crowds. Honestly, I would have a lot of family come up as well because I'm from Baltimore, and it's like an hour drive from Baltimore to Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have a good amount of family come up to every home game. So it was a pretty solid crowd, and it was cool just to, you know, have my family come up and see me playing, you know, professional basketball. Even if it's the G League, you know, nothing wrong with the G League, but it's still cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got to ask you about going to Germany to play basketball in that league. Things are a little different. Your culture is completely different. I'm guessing some dudes are speaking German, so you're not involved. How difficult was that to get through that and really focus on your basketball while you were there?
Yeah, I always say Germany was a interesting experience. You know, it taught me a lot about myself, and it taught me the value of playing in the United States. No disrespect, but
I knew what you meant. No, I got you.
No. It taught me a lot. But I mean, it was probably my toughest year professionally, just being away, you know, the time difference, you know, not being able to, you know, be in the USA for the holidays. You know, my birthday, I was in another country. You know, obviously I had teammates speaking German, but they also spoke English as well. But I was by myself, you know, a good amount of time, you know, isolated. COVID was going on at the time, so it wasn't a lot going on. So it was kind of a bad experience, but, you know, it taught me a lot. I wouldn't take it away. You know, the team did very good. We had a good season as a team, you know. And, you know, it's different with that as far as the practices. You're definitely practicing sometimes twice a day. You know, it's different. But, you know, it's not for everybody. I mean, it made me tougher, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, you get ready for the season, and you're in a little different world than everybody else. It's got to be great to have that two-year contract for darn good money for you and everything. And then I guess the other part I ask, and I'll let you go, is the East. Everybody's talking. There's been a little frustration here on the radio from some of the fans going, What are we doing? We're running back the same team. We're watching the 76ers get better and the Knicks and Boston won the champion. What do you say to all those people once you guys are a healthy team?
All I can say is, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, start to hit the ground running, you know, get wins right away in the regular season. Don't wait. You know, not trying to be a play-in team at all. So, you know, obviously, you know, fans are frustrated because we're, you know, kind of got the same team, but we kind of don't at the same time, you know. I mean, we got Terry last year, trade deadline. You know, we saw good moments from him. He got hurt and wasn't able to play in the playoffs. So we haven't seen Terry enough with Bam, Tyler, Jimmy, like, just to just know how that fits. So it's kind of not really the same thing. You know, got some other guys, got a draft pick, Alec Burks, different guys like that. So, you know, we'll see how it works out, you know. But I just know I'm going to do my part and, you know, bring the toughness, bring the tenacity, bring all that energy. So, you know, let's just see. You know, we'll see.
Heywood, I can't thank you enough, man. We were talking about yesterday morning. I said, man, I'd love to get that guy. What a great story. A guy that Heat fans can really root for. Your road to get that contract was really cool. And, man, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.